Chef Ambassadors in South Carolina. That's today's topic, and I'm Mike Davis on the Southern Farm Network. From the upcountry to the coast, South Carolina's home to amazing cuisine and an abundance of delicious locally grown products. Now in its fourth year, the South Carolina Chef Ambassador Program recognizes chefs who embody the best of South Carolina's food scene and are dedicated to sourcing local. Commissioner Hugh Weathers joins me now with more.
You're right, Mike. This is the fourth year for this great program, and it's great in a lot of reasons. We work with other state agencies, that being the governor's office, as well as South Carolina Department of PRT, as everyone calls it, knows it, to pull this off with several goals in mind, and that is to highlight what our farmers do for some of our great chefs across the state, and then what those chefs do for us, make a great dining experience. But our goal, as everything in the Department of Agriculture, is to bring benefits to our farmers, increase their opportunities and their marketing outlets. Chef Ambassador Program is a high-profile way to do that. And as I've said to the chefs, sometimes it's the messenger that has impact on the message, and we look for those ambassadors to be messengers for our farmers.
Now, that third class of chef ambassadors participated in quite a few events last year. Can you tell us about some of those?
Well, you're right. That's a request we make of them to be available. We start off early in the year last year, as we will do next year, the Agribiz Expo in Florence, then down to Charleston for the Wine and Food Festival. I think that's in March. Then PRT takes them over to the Atlanta Wine and Food Festival. And then in the fall, there's a nice growing event called Euphoria up in Greenville, and they participated last year, and we'll ask them to do that again, all with an audience in mind to hear that message, what South Carolina farmers can do for them.
This year's slate, they're going to be busy as well, out and about in South Carolina this year too, right?
That's right. We had a nice gathering with them to talk about what was expected. Of course, they understand that when they agree to accept that role, and they'll do similarly. But I've told my staff, let's make sure we step this program up every year so more people hear about Certified SC Grown, and they hear about our restaurant program called Fresh on the Menu, and that they recognize where these restaurants are, so they can patronize these folks a little bit more, so there is a benefit to them in their own businesses.
Well, tell us, who is in this year's class for the South Carolina Chef Ambassadors?
Well, in your opening comments, you talked about a culinary from the coast to the mountains, and that is reflected in this year's group. We do have from Columbia, Kiki Cyrus, and her restaurant is Kiki's Chicken and Waffles. Then you go to Charleston, Michelle Weaver, who has been at the Charleston Grill for a number of years. Then over at the Myrtle Beach area, Heidi Bukov, she has Croissants Bistro and Bakery, and she's the first pastry chef we've had. Then you go up to the mountains to Landrum, South Carolina, which is the home of my mother and the Landrum family. Sarah McClure at Southside Smokehouse, right on the edge of Landrum. So, again, covering the state, four great representatives, really with a different approach to the restaurant business. And I've learned that getting to know them, that they all have a little different approach, and that'll be a great group of ambassadors for South Carolina's farmers.
In its fourth year, it's the South Carolina Chef Ambassador Program. I've been joined by Commissioner Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.